Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
First up, this week's US government shutdown that we've heard so much about meant all its national parks, and there's a heck of a lot of them, isn't there, Adrian? Monuments in Washington, D.C., to places like Yosemite Park, the hotels within its borders, you name it, all closed. Here's some disappointed tourists speaking to ABC News.
Bummer. Bummer that our government can't get it together enough. I mean, this is just a recreational thing that it interferes with. I think about all the people who have much more serious situations.
I don't know how easy it is to understand why our government's just saying, I'm sorry, we're shutting down.
But it's too bad because we've run into people from all over the world here in the last day. And for that, if you came all the way from Japan or Germany, that would really be a shame.
So, I guess it would if you came all the way across the world. I mean, 400 national park sites there are, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, and they're all closed. The as you said, the 19 museums run by the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. all closed. Alcatraz closed. All these big sites,
big
tourist
ones
are closed. There's no end in sight as far as everyone can tell. I mean, you know, they're still arguing about this situation and there's no obvious date at which these will reopen. If you're travelling there on an organised tour, then your operator will need to make alternative arrangements for you. I think there are certainly, when there was the last shutdown, there were certain places that tried to stay open. I know the Grand Canyon, for instance, stayed open last time. The Arizona State actually paid to keep it open. This time, they're not able to do that. So that's shut. But there are parts, actually, of the Grand Canyon that have stayed open. There's an attraction called the Skywalk, which is a walkway 4,000 feet above the canyon floor. And that falls in tribal land and therefore is not, you know, national land and that hasn't been forced to close. But, you know, lots of these sites are closed, absolutely.
Okay.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
First up, this week's US government shutdown that we've heard so much about meant all its national parks. And there's a heck of a lot of them, isn't there, Adrian? Monuments in Washington, D.C., to places like Yosemite Park, the hotels within its borders, you name it, all closed. Here's some disappointed tourists speaking to ABC News.
Bummer. Bummer that our government can't get it together enough. I mean, this is just a recreational thing that it interferes with. I think about all the people who have much more serious situations.
I don't know how easy it is to understand why our government's just saying, I'm sorry, we're shutting down.
But it's too bad because we've run into people from all over the world here in the last day. And for that, if you came all the way from Japan or Germany, that would really be a shame.
So, I guess it would if you came all the way across the world. I mean, 400 national park sites there are, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, and they're all closed. The as you said, the 19 museums run by the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. all closed. Alcatraz closed. All these big sites,
big
tourist
ones
are closed. And, you know, there's no end in sight as far as everyone can tell. I mean, you know, they're still arguing about this situation and there's no obvious date at which these will reopen. So, yes, I mean, if you're travelling there on an organised tour, then your operator will need to make alternative arrangements for you. I mean, I think there are certainly when there was a last shutdown, there were certain places that tried to stay open. I know the Grand Canyon, for instance, stayed open last time. The Arizona state actually paid to keep it open. This time they're not able to do that. So that's shut. But there are parts, actually, of the Grand Canyon that have stayed open. There's an attraction called the Skywalk, which is a walkway 4,000 feet above the canyon floor. And that falls in tribal land and therefore is not, you know, national land. And that hasn't been forced to close. But, you know, lots of these sites are closed, absolutely.
OK.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.